My name is Parush Parushev. It is not because in Bulgaria we have only one name that repeats several times. It means in old Bulgarian tradition, the firstborn male takes the name of grandfather. So it means that my grandfather was Parush and I am Parush because of him. What does it mean? I will not go into details like Taras because I figure out I have only 10 minutes. And it is not by chance that God made things so that I have to be in a hurry because I'm hungry. So hopefully the lunch will come in time. And I will spend no more than time that you need to get to the lunch. So I'm carry on the button from the previous presentation to the next one until the lunch is ready, right? This is my purpose. Well, not. My purpose is to tell you something about Lanham Scholars. So whatever has to be told about Lanham Scholars is written over there. The Lanham Scholars supports evangelical doctoral students from the majority world who go on to train future pastors and strengthen theological education in their own countries. How many of us have thought, especially in my own context, Eastern European, I'm a Bulgarian, about genital mutilation of females or even males? Never, because it's not in any way part of my culture and context. But see how big of a problem, and only Ethiopian scholars in Ethiopian context can address harmful practices or contextually relevant issues in a contextually relevant language that they can reach out to their own. The way how we who sit in the east or on the west of Europe can never do. Well, not really. Yesterday the court here passed the first sentence against a woman who mutilated her own daughter. So it is coming. So we will learn something about our scholars who are working in their own context. More to that, as well as teaching the next generation of pastors, many Lanham scholars exercise significant influence through their writing and their wider leadership in the church and in their own context. Having a PhD in the majority world enables you to step in and be among those who are shaping the politics, the culture, the development of the country or the context in which you find yourself in. And with John yesterday, we talked about the responsibility of the Lanham Scholars. It is responsibility academically, but it's also our responsibility publicly and politically. And one of our Lanham Scholars, whom we have very recently, Chris and Peter Quant visited in Romania, does exactly that. He established a chair in a state university to train master and doctoral level students to understand what step is this. You have to live in Eastern Europe, like myself and Taras. A countries that have lost even the nomenclature of theology as an academic discipline. For 70, 80 years in the former Soviet Union, and for 50 more years in countries like Romania and Bulgaria, we didn't have a nomenclature in among the specialties that you can graduate in the university that bears the name theology. It was over. It was the opium for the people, according to the communist ideology. Not theology. Theology cannot be a serious academic discipline. And here is a Lanham scholar who has created a place that the future specialists in public theology can study theology and can study engagement with the context and the culture in the terms of politics and public communication of the concerns of the church and of the concerns of the faith. A very powerful step forward in the things that have been so uncommon in this part of the world. So what is Lanham Scholars Program? It is written, right? No. The problem is not what Lanham Scholars Program is, but what scholar is, according to Lanham Scholars Program? It turns out to be that the scholars are a process. It is not a person. It is a person in making. Sorry, Sofanit, you are a person in making. What does it mean is that the Scholars Program has two steps or two stages. One is becoming a scholar, like in the Gospel of John, the first part of chapter 1 is about who is and who is becoming. So to become a scholar, you need to pass through a certain initiation stage, which is called studying for a PhD degree. And studying for a PhD degree starts before you even enroll the program, according to LANHAM. LANHAM is such a special institution. It takes care from the moment when somebody has the potential to become a scholar. So you have to detect that particular person. You have to watch them over for a period of time. You have to discern their potentials. And you have to say, yes, this person does have the potential to become a doctoral student. And who is doing that? We in the scholars team? No, we don't know these people. But this is the community that sends them to us. That's why there is an elaborate process. How LANHAM scholars, able people, people with potentials among those who are able, the most able, to come and be part of LANHAM program. Fortunately, because of the generous donations that you and other country-based councils of LANHAM, LANHAM partnership, we do have a possibility to enable these scholars to come through the program. But this year alone, we have 141 applications, and these are the applications of those who have already been sifted by their local communities. And only 17, 18 of them will become LANHAM scholars, partly because we don't have enough funding to do that, but partly because the requirements, the excellence that is expected from them is very high. Then they step in and become students of our universities, mostly of those universities that are powerhouses of the development of theological science here in this country and in the United States, in other places where there is an academic culture that produces high-quality scholars. But they are coming here and in the States, cut off their own context and their own country and support system. So Fanit probably will tell us a little bit more about that later. So they need two types of help. One is academic. We have to find the proper supervisors. We have to follow on their academic development. We have to help them as much as we can to advance their academic work. And sometimes, if necessary, to provide a very special help to focus research in some specific libraries, in some specific archives where the real materials are. So LANHAM invests not just in their scholarships and forget about them, but every single month we follow on what is going on in the scholar's life, and this is the spiritual development. My story of LANHAM is like asking a violinist to tell you what a symphony orchestra is. But happily, we have these two colleagues of mine who are LANHAM scholar care coordinators here, so at least we can be a trio in the symphony orchestra. So if you need to know more about LANHAM Scholars Care Program, which is a very important part of this becoming process, ask McGregor's there here in the audience. Then they come to the point of defending their dissertation, and this is the end of stage one. They got their PhD, better earlier than later, and they go home. And they don't go home, like Taras said, in the place that there are very few resources, that there are very few scholars to talk to, there are very few places to turn to if you need to advance your academic credential. So LANHAM has taken the second responsibility, not just to graduate or to prepare a scholar with high academic qualification, but LANHAM scholars is looking very carefully on the academic advance of those scholars who have already graduated. And the academic advance means several things. One is to settle in one place and continue developing your network with LANHAM scholars and other academics. So for that, you need to go and participate in conferences. You need to go and deliver your papers. You need to go and discuss your findings, even in your local context. How do you do that? Well, you turn to LANHAM and ask, can I have a travel scholarship so that I can go and visit these very important academic events? And we do look at some of them, especially of those that have a very high academic respect for what they are delivering, and grant this kind of academic help for our scholars to get in. The second very important part is what the LANHAM scholar is doing if he, like Sebil, is the only one in the country. Of course, the pressure on getting into the administration, getting on public speaking, getting in all kind of committees, getting in all kind of decision-making bodies is enormous. And where is the academia? Where is the academic work that you have worked for 4, 5, 6 years sometimes, or even more, to get through this program and get these PhD letters around your name? So not to be disqualified, you need, again, a help and support. And we established the so-called research academic programs after PhD. So after the third year in your context, you can apply every 5 to 7 years to get another help, another residency, research residency time to go and write a book so that we will be able to publish another book of Lanham Scholars, or to do a lecture series on a subject like this that is so important and that you don't have time to do it in your own context. You have to cut yourself off and go in one of those places. They have the resources, they have the academic community, and they have many other things that are needed to produce a high-quality academic work.